Home is a funny place. Families are funny things. Sometimes home grounds us and gives us our identity. Sometimes our identity doesn't seem to be supported. Sometimes families are the source of our greatest strength, and sometimes they inflict our deepest wound. Sometimes family has to be redefined. In Jackson, I often hear delight in home, in the strong sense of being shaped by the Tetons. But I also hear frustration and even despair over property tax hikes. This last weekend, the best of home and family were especially highlighted in graduation parties and the first JH Pride dance event. I saw the amazing support of biological families, hockey families, and church families for our young people. And I imagined the much-needed support of a chosen family for individuals who identify as LGBTQ. For me, it's a glimpse of Jackson at its best. In Mark, Nazareth is at its worst. Jesus' ministry is action-packed. He's continued to heal anyone and everyone in need, even on the Sabbath, and he just appointed 12 apostles to do similar work before coming home. But some people in Nazareth were saying he has gone out of his mind, and it seems like his family suspects that too. So his family has come out to restrain him. I'm sure out of love. I'm sure out of concern, maybe to just make sure that everything was all still what Jesus wanted after a home-cooked meal and a chance to think things through. But oh, New Testament scholar David Loess comments, saying people are crazy, or in this case, the parallel, out of his mind, is strong language. It's a way of discrediting people, of dismissing their views and actions, of trying to limit, if not destroy, their credibility and influence. It's the kind of thing you either say in jest to a good friend, "Don't be crazy, we could never do that," or to, and honestly more frequently about, someone you really don't like. "Don't listen to him, that guy is just plain crazy." As we grow more aware of mental health, there's efforts to be more careful with our language. But we have so many other ways to discredit, to dismiss, to limit, or destroy. So many ways of making a person and their reality feel unseen or unheard. So many ways to label someone in actions, if not in words, as crazy. And while it's important to stay grounded, to recognize false realities, how do we find ways that still allow someone to feel seen, heard, and most of all, loved? Loess questions, what does it take for you to decide someone is crazy? Is it that they hold very different beliefs from you? That they are at the other end of the political spectrum than you are? That they act and behave in ways that are threatening, or at the very least, hard to understand? That they have a passion which isn't just theirs, but that they want, even insist, should be everyone's? And then I was thinking, what am I, what are you willing to be called crazy for? Athletic daring? Politics? Or to include my 12-year-old self, horses? Maybe it doesn't feel like a choice. Maybe it's the gender you identify as or who you are attracted to. In Jesus's case, he's breaking the rules to make sure everyone can experience God's grace. In his acts of wild abandon and extreme inclusion to the point of defying religious norms, Jesus is shaking up the people around him, particularly, but not exclusively, the religious authorities. From early on, Jesus has identified as one from Nazareth. And yet he will not allow God's grace to be restrained even by his hometown or his family. God's grace is bigger than Nazareth and his mother and brothers and sisters. When his family arrives outside, he stands firm in his calling, choosing a new definition of family. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. I appreciate theologian Rachel Held Evans' definition of church. The church is not a group of people who believe all the same things. The church is a group of people caught up in the same story, with Jesus at the center. We are Christians because we are caught up in the crazy love revealed to us in this story. It is the crazy love that has us inviting everyone into our community without background checks, metal detectors, or security. It's the crazy love that declares forgiveness for all our sins each week. It's the crazy love that has us finding ways to see and serve our neighbors and to heal whatever is amiss in this wider community of Jackson Hole. Because we know it's not always graduation parties and pride dances. This home of Jackson Hole can be a funny place. This Jackson Hole family can be a funny thing. But God's crazy love is bigger, seeing, hearing, and loving each and every person. God's crazy love invites us into a bigger family that defies norms to reach out that love out even further, to show it even more. God's crazy love is at work transforming and healing, weaving us together. And God's crazy love, that radical love that went to the cross, died, and rose again, is unstoppable. Amen.